fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena Amelia, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
I'm glad to hear that.
Cool. That's probably a mistake. Come on, Michael.
Whenever
yeah, there you go. Call ended. That was bad timing.
Whenever I hear Word Salad, I always think of alphabet soup.
Yum.
We maybe should have called it alphabet soup.
I like Word
but
Salad.
But I like Word Salad because it's funny. I don't know.
It's healthy.
It's healthy.
What are we talking about on Word Salad this morning?
Today we are talking about spoonerisms.
Spoonerisms.
Do you know what a spoonerism is? You do, because we're already talking about this.
What is a spoonerism, Amelia?
So a spoonerism is when you... Okay, there's some debate about this. It's when you... it's when you... In speaking a sentence,
yep,
you accidentally switch parts of words.
I think I do this all the time, to be honest.
And so the controversy is around... So some people say a spoonerism is only when it's the start of the words.
Okay.
So what? There's an artist, which was an example you gave me off air.
Well, we were talking about Loyal Kana as a spoonerism of Benjamin Coyle Lana. Bless you, Tess.
Thank you.
And then other people say that if you switch the vowels or you switch a different syllable, then a guy has decided he wants to call them kniferisms and forkerisms.
Does it have to be an accident?
Up for debate.
It's usually an X. I think when it's on purpose, it is called a spoonerism. But like the core case, the central version of spoonerisms are accidental.
Right. So hit us with a few examples so people can start to wrap their heads around it.
Well, so they're named after this guy called William Archibald Spooner, who was a warden at Oxford.
Okay, what's a warden at Oxford? That's not like
He's like priesty guy.
Okay, and priesty guy, wears some robes, walks around.
Yeah, and he writes some books. And so he was famous for these, even though possibly the only one he ever said is terrible. The Kinkering Kongs, their titles take.
What
which would
did
be
you just say?
The Conquering Kings. Also, the weight of rages will press hard upon the employer instead of the rate of wages.
So was he saying these on purpose or were these accidents?
Some people will try and tell you that he said them on purpose. He, in fact, said that he didn't even do this. He only admitted to that Kinkering Kongs one.
Kinkering Kongs is kind of a cool band name.
But variously attributed to him is three cheers for our queer old dean instead of dear old queen. Is it customary to cuss the bride?
Ooh.
The Lord is a shoving leopard.
So these are all attributed to this one guy?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Well, basically, it became like such a big thing that people started publishing books of spoonerisms.
Okay.
And so they would attribute these.
Have you seen one that is Smart Fella? Or alternatively, Fart Smeller?
That's good. I like that.
Was that texted in or was that one you just came up with?
I just came up with that. No, I didn't.
Tess's computer screen has a lot of very exciting looking infographics about spoonerisms on it. I like this cartoon of a woman. And so they kind of have existed forever. I don't know what Spooner did to get
the special
named
naming
after him,
yeah,
which he seems very unhappy about.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Is he still around? Is he still alive? When was his era?
He was born in 1844 and died in 1930.
Very much
and
not
by
around.
Like, the 1910s, 1920s, it was like a popular phrase. Like there are reports of like school kids having to give examples of spoonerisms and stuff.
Oh.
So what I'm really interested in is, are spoonerisms, like, have any of them like bled into common usage as a phrase in and of itself?
I don't think so, but I would love to hear. I've not found any evidence of that. But I'd love to hear if texters have.
5395 texters.
I think the interesting thing about... So a lot of those examples that are quite probably made up is that we had words like customary.
Right.
But so people have been studying spoonerisms and they found it's much more likely that you will form real words.
with the spoonerism.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So is that kind of how your brain wants to attach itself
to it? So this is what's so fascinating about it, is because this is like a fairly common error. You've probably done it. Mm. You're more likely to have like remembered that you did it if you know about spoonerisms, because you can like classify it like that.
Yeah.
Brains are funny. But now that you know about them, you'll probably think
catch
about
yourself
it.
Doing yeah. It. Yeah.
And so people have been studying them because, yeah, it does tell you about how words are formed, because what happens usually is the parts of the words that we'll exchange will be in the same part of the word.
So the front of one word and the front of the next
word. Yeah, or the vowels. So, I really don't want to call them knife-erisms.
So that's another controversy, is you've got potentially knife-erisms and fork-erisms as well. That sounds like a Monty Python sketch, to be honest.
Hypodemic nerdle.
Hypodemic nerdle.
Yeah, and so, and there's also this interesting phenomena where there seems to be like a filter on it. People generally won't do it with swear words.
Well, I was going to say, that we've had a few texts about, people might know as a common phrase. I'm not sure if I can read it out on the radio at the moment.
You can probably say the real phrase and people can figure it out on their own time.
I think that, well, read out the spoonerism.
I don't know, whichever one isn't rude, Rach.
I think you can read that one out.
No wakanfaris. We've got a lot of that going on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that has, yeah, that's come into popular.
That one's a popular usage.
Yeah. My flatmate says that one all the time, every day.
But yeah.
Hunter Keen uses that one all the time.
But so that's probably not an example of like a real accidental spoonerism. Someone probably made that up because they thought they were clever. And they were, because it's great.
Someone's got in a question here about side two of the Small Faces, Nut Gone Flake, with Unwin narrating. Is Rindicella slop de dripper a spoonerism, or is it just a malapropism, Amelia?
I was wondering if we were going to have to talk about malapropisms, because they're always listed on things together.
So what is a malapropism?
So a malapropism is where you is basically where you just mistake one word for another. Generally, the idea is that you're trying to say something a bit fancy,
right,
and you use the wrong word.
I also do that all the time.
It's named after a character in a play called Mrs. Malaprop. And
Mr.
Yeah.
Spooner and Mrs. Malaprop. There we go.
Yeah, and so I think, I mean, the Unwin thing is its own kind of, because it's like a mix of, I love the Small Faces and I really love that record. And it's kind of a mix of like, there's some spoonerisms, there's some like kind of intentional malapropism-y kind of stuff, but there's also a lot of just made up words.
Excellent. We do like a bit of that at BFM.
Yeah. Maybe it's a conlang. Should we talk about that next week?
Let's save conlangs for next week.
Mrs. Malaprop said, "Illiterate him quite from your memory. She's as headstrong as an allegory."
But the thing is, I understand what she's trying to say there. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. It's yeah. not... It's I think this is why people think of them as related, because it's like you catch the drift. It's like a sound confusion rather than a meaning confusion.
People love their swearing spoonerisms. They're mostly just swears coming through on the text machine right now.
Oh, very exciting.
A very famous John Carter one, which I will not read out because we cannot read that out, but I'm sure many people will know and remember that. I remember that from the ether. Anyway, people can Google that on their own time. So spoonerisms... Yep. Yeah, Amelia remembers it now. Spoonerisms...
That's the name of an album, I think, by Caravan.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh,
I like this one. Cat flap, flat cap.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
Cat flap.
But yeah, spoonerisms. Poor old Reverend got this thing named after him that he was very upset about. You can buy his books about like Aristophanes or whatever if you want.
Bad salad, sad ballad.
Beautiful. Touching.
To be Pacific. I think that's a malapropism, but I like it as well.
Yeah, and then you end up with it kind of teaching us something about
how our brains
linguistics.
Work.
Linguistics. Mm. Yeah, because people.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that, Amelia.
My pleasure. Well, vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.